The chief priests and Pharisees had given Judas a squad of soldiers and police to assist in arresting Jesus. Now, with blazing torches, lanterns, and weapons, they arrived at the olive grove. After seizing Jesus, they led him away, first to Annas and then to Caiaphas, the high priest. And a mock and illegal trial of Jesus ended in the early hours of the morning. He was taken next to the palace of Pilate, the Roman governor.
What is your charge against this man?
We wouldn't have arrested him if he weren't a criminal.
Then take him away and judge him by your own Jewish laws.
But we want him crucified, and your approval is required.
Then Pilate went back into the palace and called for Jesus to be brought to him.
Are you the king of the Jews?
King, as you use the word, or as the Jews use it?
I am a Jew. Your own people brought you here. Why? What have you done?
I am not an earthly king. My kingdom is not of this world.
But you are a king, then?
Yes. I was born for that purpose, and I came to bring truth into the world. All who love the truth are my followers.
What is truth?
Then Pilate went out again to the people.
He is not guilty of any crime, but you Jews have the custom of asking me to release someone from prison each year at Passover. If you wish, I'll release the king of the Jews.
Give us Barabbas!
Barabbas was a notorious robber. Then Pilate laid open Jesus' back with a leaded whip, and the soldiers made a crown of thorns and placed it on his head and robed him in royal purple. "Hail, King of the Jews!" they mocked as they struck him with their fists. Pilate then went outside again and said to the Jews,
"I am going to bring him out to you now, but understand clearly that I find him not guilty."
Because of the persistence of the priests and elders, together with the angry mob, he was afraid and gave in to their demands, turning Jesus over to them to be crucified. So they had him at last, and he was taken out of the city, carrying his cross to the place known as the Skull, in Hebrew, Golgotha.
Trial they gave him that day. Now I
not for his own, but for our sins.